We begin the Kandav Mesach, this Erev and Dav Samach Gimel. We begin 2 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Dav, talking about giving a hara, a psak, a halacha, in the place, in the same place where your Rebbe, where your teacher is. And that is something that's forbidden. So the Gemara continues, however, that Ravina, Sarsakin, he would check the knife, that is, when it comes time to do a shechita, they would check a knife to make sure that it was straight, that it was had no nicks. And as Rashi explains, that the whole purpose of showing the knife to the Chacham, to the sage, was only because of the honor of the Chacham, really that was not necessary for the halacha per se, but it was a way of showing honor to the Rav of the city. So Ravina would check the knives, bebovel, in the city of Bavel, and that's in spite of the fact that Ravina was taking this honor, this crown of the covet of the city, whereas although his Rebbe, Rav Ashi, was in Masa Machasi, which was also in Bavel, however, when Ravina was in Bavel, he would still check the knives. So Amalei Rav Ashi, his Rebbe told him, "My time of Amar Hachi, why are you doing this? I'm your Rebbe. There's an Isra of being Mar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. You can't pask in Halacha. Here you are making and checking the kashrus of this knife, even though we're in the same place of Bavel." So Amalei, so Ravina responded to him, "But you find that Rav Nuna, that he did pask in Halacha in this place of Argiz, which was the name of that individual, in the years when Rav Chizda was alive. And that is, and the reason obviously is, that is, although it was his Rebbe was in the same place as Bavel as him, but it wasn't the same exact township as it was that his Rebbe was. And here also, that I don't say the Halacha Masa Machasya, which is where you live, although we're in the same state, the same country as Bavel, but I'm not in the same exact town as you. And therefore, as we find Rav Nuna, that he did it in spite of the fact that Rav Chizda was his Rebbe, that it was in the same place as Bavel, but it wasn't the same exact place. Samalei, but Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, says, "Loi oiri itmarah." The correct version of that Rav Nuna, it says that he was not oiri. It is aser. That's the correct version that the Messiah is. Not that he did paskin with Rav Chizda being in the same country as Bavel as he was because it was in different towns, but rather that he didn't. Samalei's Ravina responded to Rav Ashi, "You're right. Itmar oiri v'itmar loiri." There are two versions of the Messiah of what happened with Rav Nuna. That one version says that he did paskin, even though his Rebbe was there, and the other one says that he didn't. And I'll explain to you the difference. B'shnei Rav Huna Rabbe Hudalei Ari. When the years of his Rebbe Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was alive, then he wouldn't paskin the whole entire Bavel, because although they were in different towns, but you're right, it's in the same country, so that's considered B'fnei Rabbe. But Va'ari B'shnei Rav Chizda, but he did, the other version that says that he did paskin halacha, that was when in the years of when Rav Chizda, his Rebbe, was alive. Why? Why is Rav Chizda different than Rav Huna? The Talmud Chavar Dilehava, that although he was a Talmud on some level from Rav Chizda, but he was a Chacham just at the equal as Rav Chizda, it's just because he had learned from him one thing or more, so that on some level he's considered a Talmud, but that's called a Talmud Chavar. That although he's a student, but he's also a colleague. So therefore, that is permitted as long as it's, even if it's in the same country, because it's not a full-fledged Talmud. V'ano nami Talmud Chavar demarana. Says, "You're right, I am your student. But however, I'm a Talmud Chavar. On some level, I'm a colleague. We're in a sense equals, but just you taught me many things, so therefore I'm a Talmud. But since I'm a Talmud Chavar, so therefore, although we're in the same country, that would be permitted, like we see with Rav Nuna and Rav Chizda, and that's why it's not a problem that I check the knives in Bavel, because I'm not in the same exact town as you. I'm not a Masa Machasya. I do it in the town that I'm in." However, the Gemara does qualify in related to this halacha of checking the knives, that although there is this halacha that we said you have to show it to the Talmud Chacham of that city, Amarava Tzuvim Rabban and Chazil Nafshe. A Talmud Chacham could check the knife for himself, and that is when he's coming to slaughter his own animal, he does not have to show it to his teacher. It's only a regular person, but a Talmud Chacham could check it himself. So the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha, again related to what we were talking about, having to show it to the Talmud Chacham of that city. Ravina ikla l'mechuzah. Ravina went to Mechuzah, which was the place of Rava. Aisi ish pezichne sakina. So his host, the place where he was staying, showed him the knife. V'kamach vilei, and he showed it to him. So Amalei, so he said to him, "Zil amti l'Rava." So Ravina says, "What are you showing it to me for? Show it to Rava. He's the Rava of this city." So Amalei, so the innkeeper said to him, "What do you mean? Loisav l'mar hadam Rava. Don't you agree what Rava himself says? I know he's the Mar da'aser. He's the Rava of the town, but he himself said." Could check for himself. And here it is, I'm shechting the meat for you, so it's your meat. So why do you have to send it to him? You could check it yourself. So Amalei, so he said to him, "Wait, I know Mizman Zavine. I, when I'm eating from this meat, I'm purchasing this piece of meat with money. Therefore, it's not my meat. It's like a regular other piece of meat that are being slaughtered. You have to go ahead and show it to the Talmud Chacham of the city. It's not mine. When I'm slaughtering it, it's my own. Then yes, I could check it myself. But here, I'm paying money for it. I'm purchasing from you after you slaughter it. And therefore, again, that's not considered my meat. That's considered yours. And therefore, you have to show it to Rava, and I cannot go ahead and look at it. Now the Gemara brings down the names of the different Amiram. As many times as Shas, they bring in a mnemonic to remember the Mesaira of the different Mamaram. So Simon Zilo Lahanya Machlef Ikov Yaakov. So the Gemara says, "Vlazim Mahagrunya v'Rababa Bar Tachlifa Iklo Lebei Rav Acha Barei Dravika." They went to the house of Rav Acha Barei Dravika, but Asrid Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. This was in the town, the locale of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. That is, he was the Mar Asa. He was the Rav of this city. So Bayer of Acha Beredav Ikka Lamevelahu Iglat Hilsa. He had some chash of a guest. He wanted to make for them a calf that was a third of its growth. And that is, as Rashi explains, that's when it really has the most flavor of the meat. So that's what's called the Iglat Hilsa. It was considered a delicacy. So Isis Akinis, he brought the knife. Vakomachvelo, and he showed it to them. He wanted them to go ahead and check to make sure it's a good knife. And he's going to shech them, bring them this delicacy of this type of a meat. So Amalahu Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa, so Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa said to them, Loi Lechish Lei Lasaba, don't we have to be concerned about the elder? In other words, a reference to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he was the Rav of the city. In other words, how can we go ahead and check the knife? You have to give it to the Rav of the city, as that's the covet of the Rav of that town. So Amalahu Rav Lazim Agrin, but Rav Lazim Agrin, he spoke up and he says, what do you mean? Hachi Amarav, this is what Rav said. Tzuvim Rabban L'chazil Navshet, Talmud Chacham can see for himself. And since we're talking about Talmud Chacham over here, therefore we could check it. We don't have to give it to the Rav of the city. So the Gemara says, Chazi, he looked at it himself. The Anish of Elozim Agrinim, and he was punished. The Gemara asks, why? Why was he punished? Vamirav, but Rava said, Tzubim Rabbanu Chazil Anavshe, Atam HaChacham could see it for himself. So what did he do wrong that he was punished? So the Gemara gives two answers. Shani Hasim, there in that story was different. The Aschil B'chvoide, because they already started with the covet of the Rav of the city when they said, let's be concerned about the Saba, about the elder, and they already started talking about his honor. It was a little bit disgraceful to go ahead and say, what do you mean? What do you have to do it for? Talmid Chacham, we can do it ourselves. You're right, in halachic principle, that's the case. But once they started honoring him, they should have followed through and not said, what do we need it for? V'boy Seima, another answer the Gemara brings, is Shani Rav Acha B'Yakov D'Muflig. You read a little generally. The Talmud Chacham of the city does not get that cover when it's a Talmud Chacham. But Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he was different. He was much greater. He was a real elder and a real sage. So even in such a case, or even the Talmud Chacham doing it, should have showed it to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. However, the Gemara does say that although we were speaking about on this Amid and on the previous staff, the Isra of being Mer Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. There's a Rav. You can go ahead and say what the Halacha is. That's Asa for you to do. You have to let the Rav speak. However, Amar Rava, but to separate someone from doing a prohibition, let's say he sees a person that's going to go ahead and be Ibn Avera, and his Rebbe's there and he's being quiet, then the halacha is, afilu b'fan of Shabar Dami. Then even in front of his Rebbe, you're allowed to. The Talmud could go ahead and jump and say, hey, what are you doing? That's us, so you can't do that. As the Gemara brings the story to illustrate this. Ravina have a Yosef Kamed Ravashi. Ravina, again, as we had mentioned before, was a Talmud of Ravashi. So he saw a person on Shabbos going and tying his donkey to a palm tree. B'Shabbat, again, this was done on Shabbos, where there was an Isra of using a tree on Shabbos because of what's called a Shvas Isra Abona, because you're concerned you might come to break off a branch from it. Either way, there's an Isra to go ahead and use a tree on Shabbos. So Rami Beikola. So Ravashi was screaming at him, and however, the person did not pay attention to Ravashi. So Amaleis, Ravina, who is the student, he spoke up and he said to that person, that person should be in chayim, we're going to put him, we're going to excommunicate him. So Amaleis, Ravina said to Ravashi, he said, Ki hai gavna, such a thing, in other words, what I just did now in front of you, that although you're the Rebbe, and again, and they're right here befun of, it's not like in a different town in the same country, it's really right in front of him. Mimis Chazikav Karusa, did that look like a disgrace, like that chutzpah that I was doing that in front of you, like in the sense I'm not allowed to talk with Nei Rabbi, was that wrong? So Amalei, so he said to him, according to him, the Pasuk of Mishlei, again, which is similar to the Gemara we were just talking about, that Lafrusha Miyisura, to separate from an Isser, that is the Pasuk of Mishlei, says, Ein Chachma, there is no wisdom, Ve'ein Tfundi, there is no understanding, Ve'ein Eitzen, there is no counsel, Neged Hashem, when it's in the place of in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means to say, we don't give any status for wisdom and honor, in other words, for the Rebbe, when there's a makam of Chil Hashem, since here there was a disgrace of Hashem, as the Gemara says, Kam makam shesh by Chil Hashem, any place where there's a disgrace of Hashem's name, Ein Chilkin Kavel Rav, we do not go ahead and separate honor to the Rebbe, and therefore it's not Asar, and you did nothing wrong, Lafrusha Misur, you can go ahead and stop the person from doing the Isra. Now the Gemara is magdir this halacha. It qualifies this isser about being mer halacha lefnei rabbi. It depends exactly the where you actually are. Amar Rava, bifonav aser, in front of the Rebbe, it's aser to say the halacha, to give a psak. V'chayv misa, and also you're going to be liable for misa, b'dei shemayim, by the hands of heaven. And as Rashi explains, that this halacha of Rava is not talking about regards being mafresh shamat from Isser, because that, as we said, you could always do in front of your Rebbe to separate, to stop someone that's doing something that's prohibited. Rather, we're talking about someone that's coming to ask a shayla, that as we said on this omen and the previous stuff, you can't go ahead and answer, and if you do, you chayv misa. Shaloi b'fan of Aser, even not in front of the Rebbe, but the Rebbe's alive and he's in the same general area, that's going to be Aser. But ve'in chayv misa, in such a case where you're not directly in front of the Rebbe, then you're not going to be liable for misa, but there is an Iser. The Gemara asks, the shaloi b'fan of loy, is it really true that if you're not directly in front of your Rebbe, then you're not going to be chayv misa to paskin halacha, even though your Rebbe's still alive? But v'atayim we learn, the Reis, the Reb Elazar, Omer, the Reb Elazar says, le'mesu b'nei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, did not die. The reason why they did is because they had paskin, they had set a halacha in front of Moshe, their teacher. And as we said, there's that issa being Moshe halacha b'fnei rabbi. My darish, what was it that they had lectured about, that they had said a chiddush in halacha, which was a psak, that they shouldn't have said because their rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive? That says the pasuk in Mayikra. It says that the sons of Aaron put fire on Mizbech. As we know, that was the story that they put this Eish Zara and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them because of that. So Amar, they said, yeah, of course we could put this fire on Mizbech. Because although there's fire that comes down from heaven, and there is fire that will consume the karbanas, but there's a mitzvah to bring fire from the hedyot. That was the halacha that they were saying. And although that might be a true halacha, but they died because they were big mayor halacha b'fnei rabban, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that should have passed on the halacha, not them. Similarly, the Brisa says, V'tamar echad hoyu leil Reb Eliezer, and there was one student that Reb Eliezer had, shahar halacha b'fanav, that he passed on halacha in front of his rabbi. So Amr Reb Elazar le'ima shalom ishtoi, Reb Elazar said to his wife, "Ima shalom, to me ani im yoytzeh shenase, I would be very surprised if this person lives out the year. And he didn't live out through the year." So Amr Loi, his wife told him, "Naviyato, are you a prophet?" He told his wife, "No, I'm not a prophet. I'm not the son of a prophet. But this was my tradition that I had, the halacha that we'd mentioned. Whoever passes halacha in front of his teacher, he's liable for death." Now, this is where the Gemara concludes the question. Who was this student that had said Allah in front of Eliezer that he died? Yehuda ben Gurya Shemai. His name was Yehuda ben Gurya. And how far was he from him when he had said the halacha? He was 3 parsars away. Now, you obviously said you're liable for Misa, even if it's not Bifnei Rabbi. So how could we have just said before that when that Rav said there's only Bifanov that is Chayv Misa, or Shalei Bifanov is not, here we have from the Brisa, we see clearly that he was 3 parsars, which is very far away from his Rebbe, but since his Rebbe was still alive, he was Chayv Misa. And that the Gemara answers, Bifanov Hava, no. This that it said that he was Rochik Mimeno, Sholesh Parsois, doesn't mean that he was far. It means the place of where he lived was 3 parsois away from him. However, when he said the halacha in front of his rabbi, it meant he was actually literally in front of him. Twisting Gemara asks, wait a second, how could you say that's what the pshat is? V'harachik b'menah shalosh parsois kamei. But it says that he was 3 parsois away, as Rashi explains. If you're telling me that the hira was not far, so then what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach us? That's where he lived? Why would that be relevant to say that? Obviously, it's coming to teach us that when he said the halacha, he was 3 parsois away, which seems to contradict Rava that said it's only b'fanav, but shalei b'fanav, b'na chayiv misa. Twisting Gemara says, no. According to your question that you're wondering, what would be the purpose of saying where he lives? So then, Shemay b'shem av lama. So why'd I have to say his name? Why'd I have to say the name of his father? That also, why is that integral for the understanding of halacha being mar halacha b'fnei rabbi? El, I'll explain to you why you need all these things. Shalay taimer mashal haya, that you shouldn't say that it was just a mashal, it was just an analogy, but it wasn't a real story that happened. And therefore, we said his name, we said the name of his father, and we said where he lived. But that's not because that's where he was when he passed in halacha. He was, as Rava holds, only b'fanav, and that's why he was chayiv misa. But this that we say was rochim and the shalosh parsois, that was just saying where his home, where he actually lived. Now the Gemara goes and the details a few different types of punishments for what happens for if someone is moir halacha, if he teaches halacha b'fnei rabbi in the place of where his rebbe is. Amr b'chir bar Abba Amr b'yechna. Kala moir halacha b'fnei rabbi, whoever teaches halacha in front of his teacher, rohu l'hakishay nochash. It's fit for him to be bitten by a snake. Shnem like it says a pasuk in Eve, v'yan elihu ben barachel habuzi v'yomer. So Elio, the son of Barachel habuzi, he got up and he said, tzarani l'yamim, I'm very young, and as the pasuk over there says, that v'atim yeshishim, and you are old, And therefore, the pasuk concludes, "Al kein zachalti." Therefore, I'm afraid, which is basically the idea of who am I that's young to speak in front of the teachers, in front of the great ones. Och 7, it says the pasuk in Devarim, the same word, "Im chamas zeichelei ofer," with the venom of the one that slithers in the dirt. So we see that the word zeichelei, where there is a reference to a snake, is related to the idea about someone that would be speaking up in front of his elders, in front of his teachers. The same term zeichel, which is that you see that you'd be fitting to be bitten by a snake. Ziri Amr Bchanina, he says Nikro Chayte. If someone is paskins halacha in front of his teacher, he's called a sinner. Shnem, like it says, pasuk in Tehillim. Belibi tzafanti imrasecha. In my heart, I have hidden your words, which basically means to say that I've kept it inside. I did not teach your teachings out to the public. Laman lo echtolach, so that I should not sin in front of you, which means to say, in a time when I would be considered a sinner, which would be when is that? When if you in front of your rabbi, that would be considered sinning. As we said, that if someone teaches halacha b'nei rabbi, then I keep it inside because or else I would be considered a sinner. And as the Gemara brings related to this pasuk, Rav Nun opposed this as a contradiction, these two psukim that David HaMelech said. On the one hand, we have the pasuk we just mentioned, k'siv b'libi tzivanti imrasecha, that in my heart I kept your words, in other words, that he did not teach it out to the public. Uchsev, yet on the other hand, we have the pasuk in Tehillim that says, b'sarti tzedek, that I have announced out tzedek, that means judgment, which means the words of Torah, but call Rav in a large amount of people. So what was it? Did he keep it inside his heart, or did he go ahead and proclaim it to the masses? Now the Gemara says along the lines of how were we speaking till now, Lekasha. Kan bizman she'ira hayyiri kaim. This was talking about when his Rebbe Yira hayyiri was alive. And as the pasuk says, we're going to quote in a moment that hayyikayin leDavid. In other words, that he was the Rebbe of David when his Rebbe was alive. Then safanti libi. Then I kept it inside my heart. Kan bizman she'ain yira yirkaim. When did it mean that he went and he publicized it to the masses? That was when his Rebbe was not alive, and then he was allowed to be mayra halacha because his Rebbe wasn't alive. So now the Gemara segues related to this idea of that Yari, that Ira HaYari was a Kohen LaDavid, which the Gemara here mentioned means to say like his Rabbi. The Gemara quotes that pasuk, the Amar of Abbar Zavda, Kol HaNoisin Matnoisim LaKohen Nechad. Whoever gives all his matonis, matnis kohuna, all his gifts that he's supposed to give to the Kohen, Truma, and all the other things, the Chavdal matnis kohuna, if he gives it to one Kohen, maybe Ra'av La'il, maybe he's hunger to the world. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Ira hayyari hayyikayin leDavid. That Ira hayyari, he was the kayin to David. Which the Gemara asks, what do you mean? LeDavid who to have a kayin? What do you mean? Only for David he was considered a kayin. LeKuliyam alay. What do you mean? It's a kayin. He's not a kayin just for David. He's a kayin for the world. He's a kayin for himself. Ella shayyim meshager lay matnaisa. What it means to say is that he only sent his gifts to one kayin, to Ira hayyari. What does the pasuk say afterwards? There was hunger in the days of David, so the Gemara quoted that pasuk because we had mentioned that regarding him being his rabbi and that he wasn't Meir Halacha Befanav. So the Gemara brings that same pasuk and says that's why there was a hunger, because he was only kohen to David and that he wasn't a kohen for anyone else means to say that David only gave to him, and that causes a hunger to the world. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer says, and this is going back on what we had mentioned before on the Halacha B'Zi'iri, that if someone's Meir Halacha Befnei Rabbi, so another punishment the Gemara brings, as we had said before, is called a chayte. He's deserving that a snake should bite him. So here Rebbe Elazar says, "Mayrid noisim megdulasei." So he's demoted from the greatness that he was supposed to get. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, says, "Vayeme Elazar hakoyin el anshe atzav v'gaim." That Elazar the Kohen, he said to the peoples from the army, and that is as the Gemara explains, he was teaching a halacha in spite of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, that it was his teacher. So the Gemara explains that Avagavda Amalahu, although he gave a disclaimer before and he told the people, La'achi Abetziv, I want you to know that this was commanded to my father's brother, meaning my uncle Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave honor to Moshe, which as the pasuk says, Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. And this was that he was teaching them the halachas of Gil, which halacha of Bli is that they get different flavors in the Kalim because they had gotten the spoils of war of Midian, and he was teaching Aches Azav, that's the whole parasha about how to kasher different things. So he says, I want you to know, this is not wasn't something that was taught to me, it was taught to my uncle, it wasn't commanded to me. In spite of that, he was punished, and he was demoted from the greatness that was given, that was supposed to be given to him. Where do we find that there was greatness that was supposed to be given to him that ultimately was not given to him? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "V'lefnei Elazar Koyin Yamud," that in front of Elazar Koyin that he should stand. It was a reference to Yeshua. He should stand and ask from Elazar certain halachas. He was supposed to ask him. However, v'loy Ashkechan, but we don't find ever after Moshe Rabbeinu died that the Itzchak LeYeshua, that Yeshua needed to ask any questions from Elazar. That was a punishment because although he was supposed to get that greatness to be taken over the role of the leader of Klai, so to give over the halachas, we don't find there was ever asked from him. That was because he was more halacha b'fnei rabbi in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aram Levi, Whoever responds something, in other words, he was Meir Halacha in front of his teacher, he goes to his deathbed without any children. Like it says a pasuk in Bamidbar. Vayan Yeshua ben Nun Mishoris Moshe Mebachura. That Yeshua ben Nun, the attendant of Moshe, one of his chosen ones, he got up and he said, Vayoyman, he says, Adoni Moshe Kalem, my master Moshe, they should be locked up, they should be destroyed. This is what's fitting for them because they go ahead and they said certain things about Moshe Benu, which that was being my halacha. He was saying that there's halacha. He was telling Moshe this is what deserving of him. So continue on with Beis, Uchseven, it says the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, Nun Benah, his son was Nun, Yeshua Benah, his son was Yeshua. And after Yeshua, it doesn't say any sons because there were no children after Yeshua in that lineage and stopped with Yeshua. And that's because that it was Mar Halacha b'fnei Moshe in front of his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Gemara says, "Pligid Rabbi Bar Papa." This idea that he was punished without any children was because it was Mar Halacha b'fnei Rabbi argues with a different interpretation why he didn't have any children. Dami Rabbi Bar Papa, Loinenish Yeshua. Yeshua is not punished to go childless. Because he made the whole Jewish nation have one night that they couldn't go ahead and be intimate, man and woman. Like it says a pasuk in Yeshua, it was at the time when Yeshua was in Jericho in Yericho, and he picked up his eyes and he saw the goyim, etc. Which the pasuk over there in Yeshua, Perikay pasuk Gimel says that he saw a man standing opposite him and he had his sword stretched out in his hand. And Yeshua went to him. He says to him, "Wait a second, are you from ours? Are you from our enemies? Who are you? What are you coming here for?" And it says in the pasuk, and this that it says that he had his sword stretched out, obviously he was coming for a punishment to do some harm to the Jewish people. So it says over there in the pasuk, Vayem Eloi says, no. Kani sar tzva Hashem, I am a soldier. I am a higher in command from the army of Hashem. I'm not from the enemies, not from you. Atabasi v'garmen, now I have come. Now, this that he says, now I have come, what he was saying to him was as follows. He says, I'm coming regarding the avera that you are committing right now. And from the fact that he had to say for the one right now, is obvious that there was some other avera that the Jewish people had done. Now, what is that? So he told him as follows. Amar Eloi. He says, Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben arba'im. Yesterday, which means to say before it got dark, you mevatel the tamid that's in the evening, carbon tamid that it has to be brought every single day. Va'achshav, and now that it got dark, bitaltim tamid Torah, now you're nullifying, you're not being Isaac in the words, you're not toiling in the words of Torah. And because they were busy fighting this war, so during the day they had no time to learn, they only had time during the night. So therefore, now he says, I understand that, again, I'm not telling you the Yoinish, the problem, the Vera of during the day was only that you didn't bring the Karmat Tamash HaBen Abayim. Not for Torah because you were busy, but now at night that you're not actually fighting, at least you should be learning Torah. So Yeshua told him, Al Ezim and Basa, so regarding which Avera did you come for? I understand we did two sins. Which is the one that you're coming with, you stretched out sword, that you're coming to take revenge on us? Amaloi Atabas, he says, now I'm coming, which means say for the sin of right now that you're not learning Torah. That's the more egregious one of the two of them. So Miyad right away, which Rashi explains to me in the next war that they had by the Muhammad of Ai, which was the next war, it says over there in the Pasuk, Vayelech Yeshua. Yeshua went, Balailahu in that night, Betoicha Emek, within the valley. Now, although that it's a reference to the valley, but it's interesting terminology of Emek. What it means to say is, not that he went to the valley, but that he went into the depth, that's the word Emek, the depth of Halacha, and he went to toil in the words of Torah. And now that night, when the Malach gave him Musar, rebuke, was that they were being mevatel the words of Torah, because they were busy besieging the city. And what happens is that during that night, they did not bring the Arin, the holy ark, back to its place in Gilgal. Because when they're fighting war, they took the ark out with them. Now, v'gemir, we have a tradition, the cholzman sh'arin u'shchina shruyim shalim kaiman, as long as the ark and the divine presence is not in its proper place, asurin b'tash mishamita, then man and woman are forbidden from being intimate. Now, that was the night that not only was he telling him that you're being mevatel Torah, but that you're in the middle of fighting the war, and therefore the Aaron is not coming back, so therefore the Jewish people were not being Isaac and Peri River that night, because of that, that is Mevatel, the Klal Yisrael Peri River, that caused him to be go ahead and be childless, that Mida connected Mida for not having the Jewish people being Isaac and Peri River that night. Now on this topic, the Gemara says, Amr B'Shuma B'Indya B'Shmei D'Rav, Godel Talmud Torah Yisim HaKrabas Tamidim. Great is the learning of the words of Torah, then bringing the carbon tamid, the daily sacrifice in the base of Mikdash. The Amalei, at the bus, as we said, he says, now I'm coming. He says there are two sins you did. You didn't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, and you're not learning Torah. He says, which one are you coming for? At the bus, I'm coming for the one of now. We see that it's more grievous, the sin of not learning Torah, than not bringing the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, regarding what we had mentioned from Rabbi Abba Bar Papa before, about the punishment of Yeshua, the Gemara says, the Amar Bruno, Amar Rav, Kala Yashin Bekila, whoever sleeps in the same room, She'ish ve'ish de'shruimba, that man or woman are laying there. Olav ha'kasav ayman, regarding him, it says the pasuk in Micha, and this is the punishment for someone that holds back man or woman from being intimate, which, as we find by Yeshua, that was his punishment. The pasuk in Micha says, Nishayami, the wives of my nation, tigrishur mibis tanugel, you're chasing them away from the house of their pleasure, which means that because they're embarrassed from him, that he's there, now they can't be intimate, and that's a great punishment for someone to do. However, the Gemara brings a machloikis, precisely what type of man or woman are we talking about? He says, even if the woman is a nida, she's menstruating, and therefore they can't be intimate, still, that's still considered that you're taking the women out from the base tanugim, from their things of pleasure, because they can't still talk about things that they would like to, and therefore that's still a bad thing. Rav Amar, no, he says, if the woman is a nida, he should get blessings from coming into the room, because he's saving them from doing certain things which are forbidden with a nida. Says, no, the pshat of Rav cannot be the right pshat. The ada idna man natri. What do you mean? Up until this person came and slept in the room where the man or woman is sleeping when she's a nida, which is a large part of the month, who is saving them? Obviously, we hold that they're considered protected by their own virtue and that we're not suspecting them of anything. And therefore, there is no virtue of going ahead and sleeping in the room where a man or woman are laying over there. Now, the Gemara goes back to the topic of our Mishnah, again, which was talking about Rubich Hatzeris in a chatzir that there are akum where there are non-Jews over there. So the Gemara brings that hahu mavo, regarding this mavui, to have a dyer bei Lachman Baristik, where Lachman Baristik, which was the name of this non-Jew, he lived in that chatzir. Now, as we had learned previously, that in the chatzir, where you're supposed to go ahead and join all the dwellers there to make it considered like one Rishus HaYachid, like it's one person. Now, the problem with a non-Jew is he cannot join the Rebbe Chatzeres. He can't be mevatel his Rishus. The only way we can do a proper Rebbe Chatzeres with a non-Jew living there is to, so to speak, rent his area halachically, and therefore it's like I own it, and then I could join the Rebbe Chatzeres with the other Jews, and then we consider it's owned by one person. So Amrli, they said to him, Eigel and Rishusach, do us a favor, rent us your domain, your property. They wouldn't rent to them. No, you Jews, I'm not renting to you. And therefore they were stuck. What are they going to do now? They can't go ahead and carry in the common courtyard. They lock, they're on the, like, so to speak, virtual house arrest because they can't carry in the chatzar. Asu Amrli Labai. So they came and they sold to Abayu. What do we do? He doesn't want to give it to us, his property, to rent. Amalahu, he said to them, I have an idea. Zilu Batilu Rishosaychu. Go ahead, be mavatal your rights of way of the Mavoi, Ligab Echad, to one of the Jews that are there. Now we would consider all you Jews as one Jew, because it's only like one, we don't own anything. It's only that one Jew, like it's done to, when Yemavatl Rishos, as if he's the only Jew there. Now one Jew, when there's many, when non-Jews, as we said in the Mishnah, that when there's one Jew amongst many non-Jews, that wasn't forbidden. It was only forbidden when there was at least two Jews. One Jew, one Yisrael, is not a problem. So now halachically you consider like one Yisrael. Now it's okay, even though you're not renting it for the non-Jew. So the Gemara asked, Amar Levi said to him, Midihu Taima, what was the whole reason why we permitted when there was one Jew amongst many non-Jews? Because it's not common to have a one Jew living amongst many non-Jews, as we had explained previously, because Goyim, these Akum, these idol worshippers, are suspected about murder. Therefore, one Jew, he's not going to feel safe, or at least one other Jew will feel safe. And that's why when we made the Gzeiru, because we didn't want them to learn from the non-Jews, so then we said it's only us by two, but by one, since it's not common, people don't normally dwell there, that's why it says not us. So that was the whole reason. But v'hacha hakadar, but here, since they are two people, so then they would dwell amongst. So therefore, that is something where we would say that it's us. So therefore, although we're trying to do this bitl rishus, but since there's two other Jews living in two other houses, that should be a problem, and it shouldn't help to be considered like one Jew amongst the many non-Jews. It should still be forbidden because of the rishus of the akum. Samalahu, he said to them, no. Even halachically, I could explain to you why this case wouldn't be a problem. Because, and as we said, when it's one Jew amongst the many non-Jews, since it's loy shchich, it's not common for one Jew because he's afraid of the murder to live to. So the Chacham never made the gzeirah d'rabbanan of requiring Rebbe Chatzeres in such a case. The case that we're creating here is essentially the same thing. Kol bituli rishasayu gabichad. To do that, to have all the Jews go ahead and be mevatel their rishus to one person, is also misul loy shchichia. That's also not common. When do you have all these Jews going up and giving up their properties to one person? It's like writing off your bank account, saying it's, you know, putting into that person's bank account. So essentially, the same thing that's accomplished when there's only one Jew makes many non-Jews. That's permitted because it's not common. Here, all these Jews, although they're more than one, but since they're being mevatel the rishus to one Jew, that's also not a common thing to do, and therefore that was not included in the isd rabbanon of requiring a eruv chatzeres, even though there's many non-Jews and they're not being mevatel the rishus, we're not renting it from them, it's still not going to be a problem in this case because it's a milsad lo yishchicha.